Okay.
Wow.
Instant war. Okay.
Wow. I like
yes.
it. No. You know why?
We episode 234 of the Fully Geeked Pod.
Come on.
For the first week in many, we have a full squad inside.
Come on.
It's me, Nate, the man in the know.
You got the one kiss twist back from a Chally land.
Richard Experience.
Murph.
Obviously, Marley Marr.
Excellent, excellent. Well, it is nice to have everyone back inside today, episode 234. It's not officially anything, to be fair. It's not officially spring. It's not officially anything. It's just the 22nd of April.
Marley, you want to put the hood back on, please?
I know.
No, leave it, bro.
No, hey, Nate, you see, you just said about blow drying your son's hair and all that, yeah? I need some tips, bro. Because I've been growing my hair for a little bit and I can't even get a comb through it right now. Anyway, we'll talk offline.
Yeah,
I'm ripping my hair out at the moment.
Marlon, by the way, we can't see you, by the way, Marlon. I hope you know that August is like a, what's it called?
Oh, just the hair.
No. Oh, okay. Silhouette.
Can we talk about your hair, please?
What's that wrong with your hair? My name's got no hair, can't talk about his hair.
No, but.
No need. Of course I can.
I took it out the other day and then I got ill. So I haven't been able to get it done.
Hold on. Just sorry, Marlon. You know, Nate come with these little jabs.
I know.
It's something I've observed. So obviously, he's on the camera with millions of people watching him. And obviously, I'm going to ask questions like, why go under the hair?
He's told us he's growing his hair before. He's told us.
But the other day, he had K-Mails, bro.
It
might have been 4 weeks ago.
So that's 7 weeks ago, bro.
Exactly. I can't just keep them in. I haven't seen Marlon
for 4 weeks, bruv.
You got to wash your hair, bruv.
Yeah.
Still ain't washed it.
Or wash your head.
Bruv, I don't know what I'm doing here. Not here.
I say that sometimes as well.
why don't you wash your hair?
Why don't I wash my hair?
Yeah.
Who doesn't wash their hair?
But you usually haven't washed it.
Well, if it's in camera, you can't wash it, can you?
No,
so that's I've taken it out to wash it.
No. I'm not going to jab at you, but
it sounded like it, bruv.
No. I hate women.
Why don't you wash your hair?
No. Jeez. I hate women say that. Oh, I'm going to wash my hair in 2 weeks' time or something. You know, they say that. Oh, I'm going to wash my hair in 2 weeks or something like that.
It's not healthy to wash your hair all the time.
Is that fake? To break it down for me. This is what I'm trying to say. Break it down. Yeah. Why is it not healthy? Talk to me.
It thins your hair out. You're putting shitty water in your hair all the time, like the fluoridated water. It's just not good. You shouldn't wash your hair like Caucasians wash their hair like once or every other day, right?
That's because their hair's greasy. So
our hair's before that.
Their hair's oily, so they wash out because their scalp becomes very oily, where ours is reverse, and hence why we have to add oils and stuff to our scalp. So if you wash it continuously, it's gonna wash away all of those kind of minerals and nutrients.
Some of scratch, bro.
Okay, no, that's all I wanted to hear, Marlon. I didn't mean, it came across wrong. Because I've been here, I hear that all the time. I never ask why do you have to wait, bro. But
it makes our hair grow quicker as well. I don't know if that's true, if that's just a myth.
I think it's also more about the fact that it takes a long time to wash one's hair. So, for example, it's going to take a long time for her to wash, no dry, grease, tree, those type of things. So that's hence why it's just a little bit.
What do you say, Rich? What's it, Tiz?
It's Merv, bro.
He's laughing at Richard Eaton, but I don't
know. What are you watching me for? There's five screens in it. What's someone else, man?
So, yeah, basically, it would have been done, but I've been ill this week, so I had a chance.
Cool.
Thanks. I'm okay now, guys. Thanks.
No, I was gonna say, what happened to you?
It's cool. No, to be fair, I think I just burnt myself out, bruv. Walking up and down to the same spot every day, just got a bit burnt out.
Walking up and down to the same spot every day, was it exercise routine or what was it?
No, it's the thing. There's nothing.
Oh, okay.
Kel, you know what? You're obviously still jet lagged, isn't it? I allow you. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kunta Kinte, man. When did you get back?
Don't call him Kunta Kinte, fuck's sake.
Percy, man, Percy.
How?
Fine.
Nate, how was your tripping? Nate, Kel, how was Ghana? How was Ghana?
We all look the same now. This guy is having an absolute mare.
Allow me in it. Obviously, because you man are late, innit? That's all it is.
But if you ask me a question, you're just talking over me.
Apologies. Go for it.
I recommend Ghana for everyone to reach, man. Everyone has to reach Ghana, man. Like, 100%. You get me? Beautiful place. People are beautiful.
Was it as poor as Richard says?
It says what?
Was it as poor as Richard says?
Don't watch this little bounty, man. He's a bounty, bro.
What?
Watch.
Sorry?
The last time we spoke about Ghana, you was getting it's poor, it's this, it's that. Like, you was probably
because when I went there when I was 12.
No, but when we said that to you, you was acting like, nice, this is, it's like this now.
This is how it is today, yeah. I swear down, bro.
If I remember what episode it was, I'll go back and show it to you.
Go and clip it now. Go and find it now.
Some people don't have much, but they're content. It's not like how they don't have much and they're starving and they ain't got nothing. They don't know where they're gonna get food from, or they got no shelter. You know, it's not that. Do you know what I mean? People are hustling, but it's part of life. Do you know what I mean? They're not complaining about it. They're not upset about it. It's life, innit? But they're happy. Do you know what I mean? So it's a different type of poverty, if you want to use that word. You know what I mean? So
you know I'm getting wound up, innit? Man just chucked out a statement and was talking nonsense, bruv. It's like you want instant war.
Bruv, the fact that four of us remembered what you said, how can it be?
Who's the four?
Marley Mar remembers.
I'm one of them.
Let me see if Merv's gonna be on the fence. Merv, do you remember conversation? Let's see if Merv sits on the fence.
I'm not going to sit on the fence. I'm not going to monitor. But I look at you guys like you're in the zoo, innit? That's not racism, by the way. Just saying.
Wow.
You guys are funny to watch, innit? So I'm just like sitting
in the zoo.
Merv, the sound of the fence, yeah?
And yeah. Do, 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 do.
So basically, like, Merv's saying... He doesn't argue with fools because at a distance you don't know who's who. Basically, he's saying, if I argue with you lot, I'm going to look as dumb as you, basically. So that's what I'm hearing from that.
I wasn't thinking that, but I like it.
How are you?
Kel, do you remember me saying that?
I do. We had an argument about it. All of us were arguing with you.
Richard, you said it, bro.
We all argued with you, bro. Well, not apart from Merv, but we were arguing with you, man.
Yeah, big argument.
If it's something that I was referring to when I was younger...
I don't think you was worried. The last time you're talking about your family home. You speak about your family home and that no one's there. You spoke about it, bruv. And like we argued, like, because the way you broke it down was wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
The last time you went to Ghana, how long ago was that?
About 9 years ago.
It was then. You were referring
to
it.
No, it wasn't, bruv. Because that time it was.
You're talking about your family home, your brother was saying something. But I covered the whole story. But
yeah, okay,
you know what I mean.
Until you provide me evidence, you guys could have planned this prior to the pod. If there's not evidence, bruv, nah, dead.
All right, I'll forward you the episode.
I'm sure you will.
Oh, of course,
I will. It's on YouTube, isn't it?
I'm saying he doesn't watch it, so he wouldn't know. How are you anyway, Rich?
I'm absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, nothing to complain about this week.
Nah, I got a funny story to tell. You want to hear it or not?
Well, go ahead, Rich. The fans ask me for Rich's experience.
Yeah. This is not even my experience. This is my family experience, right? So, you know my brother, right? Mr. Pescatarian, Mr. Herbalist himself. So, this guy. So, you know this guy, right? You know he loves his herbal, right? So, obviously, he's been dabbling in some jelly babies, right? So
medicinal
he
type.
Has sorry
the medicinal type
that's correct so in his bedroom right
allegedly. He has
this is not allegedly, this is in his bedroom. Right. There's no allegedly about it, bro. In his bedroom
I see my old two eyes.
Yes, bruv. Man has got sweets there, right? He's got sweets there, bruv. Right? It's in his drawer for a reason. The guy, the whole house, the sweets are downstairs. He's got sweets next to his bed, next to his Rizzler, and whatever activities he has there. Nice. So, here's his missus, right? Cleaning the bedroom. He's got some sweets. Ooh, that one tastes nice. Give me six more. Please tell me.
Marlo, is it Marlo speaking it?
Listen, she was downstairs watching TV and thought, oh, this is a bit different. This TV is a bit weird. Well, she said she was screaming and all she could do is move her eyes. Well, she was finished, bruv. I was in tears.
Oh, gosh.
But she was downstairs for an hour just moving her eyes and she couldn't move. Do you know how deep that is?
Six of them.
But six of them. And you know what? To even smash it, when she fully recovered and told my brother about it, my nephew said, do you know what? That's why I felt funny the other day. Because I had two of them when I was playing computer. I had to go sleep because my heart had palpitations. I thought, oh my God. Why are they going? What are they doing, bro?
It's all allegedly, by the way.
It's all allegedly.
And your nephew's of age. This is it, Rich. He's of age, right?
Yeah, he's of age. He's of age. The guy, the nephew said, yeah. Because I phoned my nephew, I got to him, tell me what happened. He goes to me, yeah. Obviously, you know, Dad doesn't like me to have sweets, but obviously I found an opportunity and I took some. And I go to me, when I was playing computer, like I felt I had a headache and I had to go sleep and I felt my heart. I thought this geezer is not serious, bro. Just do not touch anything in your parents' room ever again. He goes to me, I know that now. Bro, different activities last week, bro.
That's too funny, man. That's
different activities last week.
That's too
just funny. Kids, okay, no kids watch this, but stay at your parents' bedroom. Don't open a drawer and look for anything unnecessarily.
What about your spouses, though? Because that's why you got your spouses. They have to know Wagwan as well, bro.
Now, to be honest, she probably had to know Wagwan. It wasn't in a wine gums packet, you know. It was a clean, you know, the normal kind of packets, which is clear.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, oh, I wonder what company brand this is.
Gosh.
All fun and games, bruv. All fun and games.
All fun and games, bruv.
I got a story about it. Something similar to that. But let's say I had a cake here. And obviously, I didn't tell the missus in it. Bruv, I was going on mad. Like, not mad, but like, I couldn't. You know when, like, you have no control of your.
Your bowels.
Like, no, your bowels. Of course, man. Like, they continue, like, laughing for no reason. And then just, like, swaying. What's wrong with you?
What? So hold on. Was it in this country?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is a few years back. And I had to confess, like, yeah, look, I took cake here. And it had something in it. And so I'm mashing up. She goes, oh, that explains it. Next time, tell me. I want in.
be honest, the thing is, when you do it, and you do it as a couple, it's always kind of, you live that experience together, isn't it? Because it's like, oh my God, do you remember that time?
Allegedly.
The thing about the sweets, the cakes and stuff, it's a slow burner, isn't it? So...
But you get tricked though. That's the thing. Because you think, oh, I can't feel nothing.
It's nothing. It's nothing, man. Give me two more of those.
That's what happens, bro. That's what happens.
Yeah. When we were young, hey. When we were young. All right, well, guys. I know it's nice to see everyone. Nice. Obviously, I know some of you are thinking, why are these men not talking about what is going on in the music scene? We will be doing a special, probably myself and Kel, where we break down some of these. Why are you shaking your head for, Rich? I said me and Kel. I didn't say me, Kel and Rich. Me and Kel, where we look at some of these rap disses, Chris Green, Drake. I think even Kanye's getting involved.
I'm involved as well, just so you know. I don't know why my name's not involved.
Marley Marr, of course, what you know, yes. I looked over at Marley Marr and I said, Marley Marr likes music. He knows I want to get involved. He knows I want to get involved. So we're going to do that separate. So that will be coming out. But we can be asked to record it, to be honest. But it needs to be soon because I've already
talked. Yeah, we're behind on that. We're behind on that.
Yeah, I'll say
tomorrow.
I'm going to say Thursday, if anything.
Do you know what's funny?
How about wedding Thursday?
May have known, I know.
We say Rich?
What did you say? What did you say, Rich?
I said, Merv knows that I know. This is why he's laughing internally.
I don't know, actually. I'm just laughing. Laugh is quite contagious, so I just started laughing, isn't it?
Okay. Well, what is it? What does Merv know, Rich?
It's
not going to
happen.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it will definitely happen.
What about Friday? What's the best thing for Friday?
Let's do Wednesday, bro. We'll do Wednesday.
Wednesday, I might leave it till Wednesday.
Yeah, let's have it after. Speak afterwards, isn't it?
Yeah,
behind the scenes talk.
They're trying to mock up. So we'll talk.
We'll chat.
We'll make a separate WhatsApp group. Also, there are. There are certain films coming out that need to be discussed in great detail. All right.
Bro, are you sure about some of your brother's sweets, bro?
He's got the munchies. He's sitting there munching like he's in the soccer cinema, bro.
He's going to set up a separate WhatsApp group.
Oh, gosh.
Bro, you are.
I just find that amusing. That's all. I'm sorry, guys, for disrupting the pod.
It's been almost 20 minutes of him talking about no film and TV and nothing. And Kel wants to finish early.
The man bring me banter, that's why.
He doesn't. What's that you drinking there, Kel? Hot chocolate?
Super Reds for the heart.
Okay. Apple cider vinegar?
No, I've stopped drinking that, you know, for some reason. I don't know why. I don't drink that no more.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, yeah, so we will get back to some of those music stuff. There are some new trailers that have dropped this week. Namely, the first trailer was Transformers 1, which is about Optimus Prime and Megatron. And they were once friends, like brothers. And basically, I thought it was going to be a film, but it is the first ever fully CG animated Transformers movie. Any of you lot see that?
I've seen clips of it, but I didn't watch all of it.
It's like a minute long.
Yeah. It's a different take on it. I think this is probably like proper Transformers lore, from what I gather, like how Megatron and Prime used to be friends, and they had different names. I think Hiram brought Megatron's name was like DT something, and Optimus Prime was, that's gonna bug me. But he had a different name. So, like, once they, I think they're on a search to like go and find the Matrix of Honor, basically. So I think all of them get sort of gifted like a sort of mini Matrix or something, and then they start coming into their own, basically. So like that's where you'll see like the current Optimus Prime and Megatron and things like that as well. But I was a bit taken back about the voices because I didn't realize it was going to be Chris Hemsworth. Prime. Got a couple of names in it, some big names. So clearly, like, this isn't like the sort of G1 Transformers that we're used to. Yeah, it's probably not, it's probably like maybe for a newer generation, newer audience, because yeah, I can't say this is like targeted to like grown ups, but I suppose grown ups can watch it anyway. It's just I probably will watch it. I don't know. Like, I'm not excited to watch it, to be fair. Like all Transformers movies, I'm kind of a bit, but I probably would watch it still. I'm curious. I'll give it a chance.
No, definitely. It looks all right. It's an animated cartoon, so I will try my hardest to watch it. The second trailer that was dropped, which was a second version, well, it's not a second version, it was a second trailer kind of thing. I don't know if it's the final trailer.
It's the official trailer that it's been named as.
But was the other one not official?
So I think the other one might have been teaser trailer, but you know, lately these days teaser trailers are like 3 minutes long. Like, so it's weird. So yeah, because like, you know, you kind of look for like trailer two, but this one's an official trailer.
And that is Deadpool and Wolverine, the film that should be dropping this summer, isn't it?
July 26th.
Yeah. Did you not see the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer? Thank God, I'm going to say one thing. There's no blasphemy in this one, all right? So you can watch this one with your head held high. There's no blasphemy in this.
Yeah, I stopped watching it. I was watching it, and then I stopped watching it. I thought it was revealing a bit too much for me. So I just stopped watching it.
Yeah, I didn't want to watch it, you know, because I'm scared of, like, spoilers. But even with this trailer, I still felt like it didn't give too much away at all. It was just like funny moments, really. And I think the amount of cameos that are supposed to be in this film, they didn't show any of that at all, which is good. So I'm thinking, like, maybe for me, this is the last trailer I want to watch of it, because I just want to be completely, like, excited for it for more.
Who is the... So obviously, okay, we're not breaking down too much, but obviously, at one point, it looks like Deadpool and Wolverine are going at each other, like, on a beef thing. Then all of a sudden they're working together. So I was like, you kind of spotted that bit for me. But the bald-headed woman, who is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, really, I've not heard anything about her at all. So yeah, I didn't bother find out, to be fair, but I've no idea.
So is this a different Wolverine from Logan, or is it a different timeline, or? Because I reckon it might. I know it'll get answered in the film, but I'm a bit confused at the moment.
Yeah, I know the TVA from Loki are involved, so I'm wondering. I don't know if it's the same Wolverine that we're used to in the Fox universe. So like all the one from the base of the first.
Oh yeah, X-Men, it's Marvel, isn't it? Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, because the way they're going, like, it's like you've let your X-Men down.
Did you see that scene though where Deadpool sees him in a bar? That's from the Fox films. You know when the younger version of Professor X tries to poach Wolverine.
Yeah, him and Magneto, isn't it?
Yeah. But Deadpool replaces him.
Yeah.
In that scene.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
So I thought that was familiar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's when they went up to him and he goes, F off. Like,
Exactly.
So it's like another timeline then.
It looks like it.
We'll see. I'm just.
Yeah. But hey, so did you guys really enjoy that trailer?
Yeah.
Sure.
I did anyway. I liked it.
No, if you didn't like it, I don't enjoy them and I don't dislike them. I just watch it for what it is. It's a trailer. I'm not like, oh,
no, but you know, trailers kind of get you excited for a film that's coming out. You think, oh, wow, this is fantastic. Did you get the wow, this is fantastic from it?
I'll be honest, I don't think any trailer gives you that wow factor anymore.
Yeah.
For me, it is. Like, it's been a long time since I'm really excited to watch an MCU film now. And this is the film that's going to make me, like, definitely go to cinema to
watch it. Disappointed.
If I am, I am. But I guess it's the job of a trailer,
like,
isn't it?
I feel like you're putting too much, like, oh yeah, I'm excited. Just let it be.
Oh, man, Ryan Reynolds is the one, isn't it? He's a guy, man.
It was a typical Deadpool.
Yeah, and that's kind of almost why I don't like it. Deadpool. I actually don't like Ryan Reynolds in these things. I think he doesn't add anything to the MCU. If anything, it's a mockery. It's a mockery of the MCU.
Well, that's the Deadpool character all over, though. He does break the fourth wall. He does. He's the one character that is like, you're not. He's not. I don't know what you're expecting of him, but he's not to be taken like he's a misfit. He's a menace, isn't it?
No, but that's what I'm saying.
He's like that. He's sorry, Nate. I just think he's too much. Like, Like when it's Ryan Reynolds or Deadpool, it's the same thing non-stop. Like whether he's got his suit on or if he's got the wig on, he's the same character. There's not, I don't know how to explain it, but it's, I don't know. Yeah, sometimes it's just too much. Like
he's got no like anti-alias. Yeah, he's got no anti-alias, isn't it? It's just, you know, like obviously you've got your Batman and Bruce Wayne and Superman and Clark Kent. This is just whether he's mask on or off, he's just Deadpool.
No, I hear that, but certain situations can't call for certain different ways of acting, and he's exactly the same. No matter what, if he's shooting someone in the face, or if he's talking to his missus, or if he's at the bar, he's the same. There's no, like, we're different at different times. We argue moments. About misses, we do different things. I don't know. It's just a
there's
observation.
Some serious moments in there. There's some serious moments in the Deadpool.
Nah, even when he's pretending to cry because he thinks he's going to lose everything, he's still 1 second away from busting a joke. Do you know what I mean? That's my only thing. I don't know. I can't say Ryan Reynolds is the same in everything he is, but he could be in a was that pizza one that he used to be in?
Two guys and a girl in a pizza place
or whatever the fuck. Yeah, it's like that. Yeah, it's just for me. It's sorry, Ryan sorry. Reynolds.
Who else was in that with him? There was someone else that was famous. Who was the other guy? Was it Topher? No, it wasn't Topher.
Black hair. I don't know.
No, but that lady is in. What's it called?
No, she's not Kel. I know you're talking about Darcy, yeah? Kat Dennings.
He was about
to say her.
That's not the same.
No, she's
no she that's like, that's two broke chicks or something, or two broke girls.
Yeah.
I have to stop
you. They were at the same time, Kel. They were at the same time.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
So yeah, that's so that's coming out now. We'll have a look. Let's see what's going on with that. They keep on saying found the guy who killed Bambi's mum. I don't know, but I don't know what that was about, to be honest. So yeah, anything else that's been coming out trailer wise or things that people should be looking forward to?
Any
show coming out this week? Any films?
I keep on seeing this Mad Max video trailer everywhere.
Yeah, oh, Furiosa. Oh, yeah, Furiosa.
Yeah,
Go on.
I said, it's always on YouTube. It's always like, you know, when the advert comes on, bang, it's there in your face. So it's like the people trying to push this big time.
Sorry, boys. Just as you just said, YouTube and adverts. Do you know if you use DuckDuckGo as your browser and open YouTube in that, you don't have to watch any adverts?
DuckDuckGo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, on your TV.
I said on your computer, though.
Oh, you say on your computer?
Just on your computer. Yeah. Because it's a browser. We're usually using Google Chrome or whatever, but if you use DuckDuckGo, which is sick, like it's better than Google. There's no ads. It even says it. Do you want to watch on DuckDuckGo with no ads? Click it. Every video you watch, no adverts. Just saying. For my people at home listening,
I'll check it out.
And does that work on phones as well, or is it just on computers?
I would say
it probably work on the phone on a browser. You would download DuckDuckGo as a and make it your default browser.
So I've got DuckDuckGo there. But I don't know if it will let you watch YouTube in it. Like, I don't know if it does it like that. But you can try it. But on a laptop, you're good to go.
I'm a man that hates that.
Cool. I don't. DuckDuckGo is it's almost like a VPN browser. Like, there's no cookies and all that. Like, you see it. It'll show you that it's everything that's trying to track you. You'll see it at the top, just deleting it, and then you just get the page you're asking for. Google's a tracker. We all know this. I know.
Apps,
sorry.
Apps get longer now, ain't it? It used to be 5 seconds. That's all 20.
Yeah, bro. It's a joke. Sometimes it's all like 30 minutes. I'm watching this program, and you're giving me an advert that's 30 minutes.
And you forget, you know.
If you're not quick and press skip, you'd have noticed that you'd watched a 15-minute promo. And you'll see it again. What the hell am I watching?
You guys press the information button and say back to video?
Yep. Okay. You can do that on the TV as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I didn't know
that. So you're giving me knowledge here. What I do? I just walk out the room. What am I saying?
No, as soon as you see an advert, press up and you see a little... Rich, you said it. Go on. You can just...
Yeah, so when you see an advert, when you watch it on TV, probably works on your phone. I haven't tried it on my phone.
Yeah,
but there's an information button. It's a small eye of a dot, right? You just click on it and it says return to video or say inappropriate video. So you never see that video ever again. So that ad ever again. And you go straight back to the...
it says block this ad and then you block it. And then, yeah.
Oh,
I never knew that.
See, this
I learned that from the kids.
This is knowledge, and this is stuff you're supposed to be giving us about. You're sending us jokes in the group, bro. I need this knowledge.
Who's sending jokes in the group? Marlon again. Come on.
All right, guys. All right. I will let you know if there's anything coming out this week in cinema and stuff like that. But we've been talking about X-Men for the past 6 weeks, I don't know how many weeks it is, to be honest. So, what are our thoughts on the X-Men now? So, obviously, the last we watched, a lot of X-Men characters were dying or died. And as you noticed, we had a new promo this week. So, there was a bit of a new music song at the beginning.
So, you know what? Yeah, sorry, Nate. I didn't mean to cut you off. But, Professor X, yeah, he died, right?
Brother, I'm so confused. I'm so confused.
You know, I had to catch up because, you know, obviously I'm behind everything, innit?
So Professor X has never been in this one.
Huh?
Professor X has never been in X-Men 97 until this episode.
No, but the first episode, right?
This is why I'm confused.
They show pictures of him passed away and stuff like that.
Yeah, they presumed he died.
They assume
he died. He was already...
But that was because that was in original X-Men series.
So is this basically literally continuing on from 97? This is the next episode that, okay. Because I'm with you, Kel, because I was watching it. I'm like, but he's dead all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening here? So the show is sick though. I didn't think I'd enjoy it like this, but.
No, it's good. Oh, yeah, sorry, continue.
No, Merv, explain the thing, bro. Because I know you know the thing.
So
we had the the life death part two, basically. Yeah, so that kind of we spent time on, you know, I can't remember what the planet's called, but it's with the Shi'ar. So remember, like, you had Lilandra, and you had Gladiator, and they went out of space, basically. That was the Dark Phoenix or Phoenix saga from the original cartoons. Yeah, so I think basically, like, where Charles is supposed to have died, allegedly, he's clearly alive on that planet, and him and Lilandra are kind of betrothed, basically. But with the Shi'ar Empire, they're like, basically, it's like they want one of their own, innit? It's like you want to marry one of your own, not a human sort of thing, and basically, it's like they want Charles to basically forget about his human life, or his life on Earth, basically. So they want him to kind of wipe his memory of everything that he's done on Earth, and also the X-Men as well. But he's obviously thinking, I kind of missed him, innit? Because he wants to go back, even if it's just to kind of see how they're doing. He just wants to go back and see them. But they're like, well, you know, you kind of died, and after all that, like, why do you need to go back there for, innit, sort of thing. So that's happening, and obviously, like, with this on this planet, he can walk because he's got some sort of, I don't know, body armor that makes him walk as well. What else happened in it?
Merv, just one quick thing. Haven't him and Yolanda, whatever her name is, have always been lovers? I remember her from back in the day, and
they did, we saw that from the original, that they were, had they got involved romantically with each other, innit?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
No, because I'm saying to myself, some people will think that's probably new, but that was there from back in the day.
Well, you know what's deep though? Like this show, yeah, is proper about, like, in some way about racism, you know, because the way they like treat mutants, like, even they were saying, like, because they refer to him as Terran, so they're like, oh, he's not even just a normal Terran, he's like a he's like a contaminated, like basically they're referring to him as a mutant. So if you're going to go for an earthling, at least go for a human. I'm like, gosh, even in outer space, mutants are being looked down upon. It doesn't make any sense at all. Like, someone with tentacles can just basically say, oh, that mutant's disgusting. Like, I don't want to know. It doesn't make any sense. Mad. So that's happening. And I think back on Earth, we have Storm and Forge. So I think, where Forge's machine failed to, like, give her back her powers. What was that thing they call that big bird?
That demon.
The adversary.
It's an adversary.
Yeah, the adversary. So she's like, she's a little taunting her, like, oh, you know what, you're like just basically just trolling her, innit? Like, you won't get your powers back, whatever. Da, 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 and until she finally does call upon her powers.
She never lost her powers, right? She never lost it, right?
No, I don't think she they might have been suppressed in some way, but I don't think she ultimately lost them. Like, whatever that person done to her in the first place, it kind of just probably made it dormant. So yeah, she got her power back. Obviously, for some reason, her hair grew back. Her hair grew as well with it. I probably thought halfway through, oh yeah, let's kind of get Storm back to her original look to wear, grow the hair back. I mean, So I think what else happened in there? Obviously, like, Charles is trying to just teach the Shi'ar Empire not to hate people, like, just everyone just come together, like, you know, just treat each other normally. But I think they then get a vision about Gambit in it as well. So I don't know if what you've got from that, but is Gambit alive?
Yeah, Gambit's alive. He's alive.
I think everyone's alive. I reckon he'll be alive. Yeah,
I think everyone's alive.
So is Jean Grey alive? Yeah.
Yeah, she's alive. Yeah. There's two of them now.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, who was talking about the intro? Was it you, Nate, talking about the intro? How it's different. It was different, wasn't it? Yeah. So like, you had different characters. Like, obviously Gambit was out of there, Magneto was out of there. I reckon, like, it's probably just changed every single week that we've been watching it. You know, we just haven't realized until this one.
Sorry to ask you, is it me or is Rogue been hard done by in the movies? Because the way she is now, from what I remember, she's got so much power. But in the movies, she didn't really have much, rubbish, right?
Yeah.
She just couldn't touch her. She was a scared little girl. And then she went and got the mutant injection to be human, right?
Yeah.
So like, they just threw under the bus for the movies.
Yeah. Do you know, I reckon that was a mixture of budgeting, because if they were to do Rogue properly in the movies, remember, she's like basically Superman in some way. She can fly, be strong. And plus, it was a kind of origin story for her as well. So, for in the movie, she was just kind of learning about herself. Like, she was still young, and she isn't. I think that part of Rogue was going to come a lot later if they decided to continue the movies, isn't it?
Yeah, but didn't they make her lose her powers so she could go and touch her boyfriend? So that's what I'm saying. So they literally just took Rogue out of the movies. I know what you're saying. She was young and her story, but they just because I don't know, it just reminded me of being a child watching these powerful beats. Bro, X-Men sick. I'm smiling like a child.
Like I said, I think it's been good. It's been good. I think my one criticism is it sounds bad for me to say it, because, like, obviously they're expanding and they're moving on, but I kind of wanted to have at least one series of just the main characters doing their thing. Obviously, I know we've had original X-Men, but I'd have liked to have a main series with the normal Storm, Gambit, like, just a normal group before we started going a bit, like, haywire with all of the characters and stuff.
Well, you've had the normal group. You've had the normal group, though, haven't you, really?
The first few episodes were the normal group.
Not really.
I know what you mean.
All right. Obviously, things move on, things change. But you know, like when we talk about like the golden years of Marvel, for example, like that was the original Avengers and they were doing their own stuff. And as we've got on, that's when everyone's kind of fallen out of it slightly, because like, oh, it's too many this, or they're trying to do this, or they're trying to be woke, or they're trying to be, you know, like they're trying to do too many things now. That's kind of how I look at X-Men. Like, they're doing a lot. I just wanted to watch the normal X-Men for a couple, like, well, at least one series.
Don't forget, it's a continuation from the original.
No, no, 100%. But you've also introduced a new audience that haven't watched the original X-Men.
Do you know what? It almost feels like they, it almost like feels like they're writing this season like the next season's going to get cancelled. You know, like they're not going to be renewed.
Yeah, because like I said, mean that we're doing a lot
now. I keep saying this. I keep saying this every week. But Apocalypse is coming. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Same. Yeah, I forgot that Sinister came back in this episode as well. So it's like we've got a double dose of Sinister, and the Shi'ar Empire. It's like these are too much storylines in one series.
They're all is it done? Is that the season over?
No. There's 10
four more. Four more. I put it in a group.
You know. It feels like I need to watch it more than once because there's so much happening. There's so many characters. Agreed. So much, and I'm like, I need to watch it again. Do you know what I mean? Because I know I'm missing something. I know I'm missing things.
It does make you think like, like, that's what I'm saying. Because when I was watching, I'm thinking, why are we on the Shi'ar Empire for? Like, what the hell was that about? Because it just boom in your face, isn't it? But yeah. Obviously, they're weaving it in a way where it's like, okay, you're clever. But yeah, it's like they're just getting, like, I'm probably waiting to still see Juggernaut in there in some way. The Four Horsemen. Dark Phoenix. Bro,
this is what I'm trying to say. Like, you think the Sinister comes in there twice and it doesn't work for no one? Bro, Sinister's working for someone. I'm just telling you, man, that, innit? He's working for someone. That's all you need to know.
No, and I appreciate that. I'm just saying.
You've already seen Cable. Yeah, you've already seen Cable as well.
Let a brother breathe. That's what I'm saying.
But don't forget, they've guaranteed 3 seasons of these, of X-Men.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this pace.
But you know what I heard though? I don't know if this is true, but apparently they might also bring Spider-Man into it. Maybe even Fantastic Four. Maybe even Iron Man. So
yeah, and I heard about the Spider-Man because it makes sense, right? Because of back in the day episodes.
Yeah, because remember back in the day, like the X-Men was in the Spider-Man thing, remember? Yeah, like, that same X-Men. Like, yeah.
Original crossovers, boy.
Yeah. It's probably true, you know. Crossovers we didn't even realize.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like it's too much.
And you, yeah, go on. Yeah. No, but look, just bring my guy Apocalypse. But like you guys said, sometimes there might be they're pumping everything into season one to sell it. Yeah. But then you never know. Because they could just like season two could be just full of Avengers and X-Men linking up.
It's true.
Yeah. And kind of pattern a film around it where when the film does come out, where we've seen the X-Men and the Avengers all together, it could just all flow naturally.
Does Jubilee have to be in the X-Men?
Mate, we've had the discussion
last week. What does she do? Like, fireworks comes out. Like,
no, some respect for Jubilee.
No, I'm trying, bro. But like, every time I see it, and then she's running away from something, and then goes, pew, pew, and then nothing's happening to the.
She's a powerful.
Does she get more powerful? I don't know. I'm just. Yeah. I don't know.
You know what? I can't lie. That episode with her, remember that episode with her and the other guy? And she met her future self, and she's like, oh my gosh, I can do that. It's like, yeah, you'll get a lot more powerful in the future. So that's kind of like. Yeah, that's kind of something to look forward to if they
probably don't remember that, boy. Gonna have to watch it again for real.
Was it Nintendo? Was it Nintendo?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? She's a useless character. She's useless. She's always been useless. Even her cameo in the films, useless. Nobody cares about you.
I don't even remember in the film.
I don't remember her cameo in the film, bro.
Yeah, she was in the film. Yeah.
Are you talking about Jubilee or Kitty Lee, the shadow cat, when that walks through the walls?
Dude, it's Jubilee. She was useless.
She remained an orphan. She played by this East Asian girl. She got a yellow suit on.
Yeah, I remember.
I'll start the picture in the group. All right, cool. Well, we're looking forward. We've got around 4 episodes of X-Men, so we're looking forward to that. Although the last 3 episodes are one episode continued, or part 1, part 2, part 3.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see what's going on.
Big boss man.
I will let you, man, talk about BMF just because I haven't finished it. So, but I want to go back and I was enjoying the episode enough that I wanted to sit down and watch it without thinking about the pod. I just wanted to watch it and enjoy it. But I know you know.
No, you know, obviously I'm catching up in it. I think I'm on I think I've caught up to episode 8. Is it episode 9 you guys are watching it?
No, episode 8.
8
is the one.
Okay, so what happens in 8? There's still
episode 8, there's a bit where they set up this thing where instead of getting the drugs, as he's going to go rob the police are searching the car, it was done with baking soda, so he gets let go.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but bro, what's the date? I clocked it, boy. Jeez.
I didn't mention that. The only thing is I'm not feeling my man from Heroes, bro. I don't like him.
Ando.
I have to call him Endo, you know.
Ando. I don't like him. But you, man, talk about what's going on with BMF this week.
But we start that, yeah. But how come no one warned me about that episode, man? Episode 5. What? Everyone's dying, bro. But that hurt me, bro.
Yeah, that was the episode that was on fire, mate. Listen. That's the one that Rich started to like.
Yeah, he was good.
But you know what touched me when that black woman died, the black cop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That.
You know what? It's not even funny. It's not even funny, but I didn't even realize. I didn't even realize she was dead. You know? I mean, no.
You didn't see bullets raining through her body, no?
You got shot, but I thought our next episode is just going to be in ICU, and it's like you're holding their sister, hold on in there. Like, but it's weird because I forget. That's a bit deep. She died, but I'm like, I also didn't really care about her character either. It's like even in this episode, they're like, yeah, and when Jin's going, you know, I've always wanted that. Like, she was like a sister, man. I'm thinking, really? I swear you knew each other for 2 days, but I don't know. I don't know. Like, time wise, it could have been different, innit?
Now, but you know what? As Kel's been away for a few weeks, it'd be kind of good to have his take about episode 8 and what your thoughts are.
You know what it is, though, Rich? The problem is
BMF.
I've watched them all at once, so I'm scared that I'll get them all. Episode 8, I'll probably start talking about episode 5 and 6. Did you get me? Because I watched them all at the same time.
Yeah, no.
So you guys have to start talking about it, then I'll be able to piece it together, kind of thing.
Okay, Murph, crack it.
They're doing some lot of like, well, Terry's just probably stepping into his business mind now, isn't it? So like he's got some idea with all like the local shops trying to do some kind of lotto scheme where, from what I can remember.
But you got to remember.
Go on.
I say you got to remember the reason why he's doing that, because that cop who's been trying to get with his girl threatened him about IRS. Is it IRS?
So
it prompted him to kind of think of an alternative. And I think when he had a discussion with one of his friends from back in the day who owns a shop, and he thought of something, then proposed a plan to him, and obviously then that's how they're going to kind of clean the money going forward by allowing people to win.
So you just normally play a lottery and you win a ticket, but instead of you going to go and claim your winnings from the national lottery, for example, a man like Rich will come buy your ticket off you and give you a little extra money on the side. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then he will take your ticket, give it to his brethren who will go and claim from the people so that there's legitimate money coming in. And with that legitimate money coming in, he'll put it in the bank and that's what they'll buy the jewelry from. I don't want to talk too much on it because obviously I've read the whole BMF book in it. So I won't go into too much detail about the whole kind of setup of the scam, but it was, I was like, okay, cool. It's starting to make sense.
Well, why didn't you be quiet then, bruv?
Because I was explaining how the scam works, you prick.
No, but I'm just like, do you get what I mean? Just okay.
No, but
I respect that. I respect it.
I understand how it will work properly. That's all it was.
I respect it, but it's right. A bit
you know it's love, brother. You know it's love.
No. So basically, how Nate just broke it down was absolutely perfect on the related to the lottery and laundering money. So obviously, that's Terry's plan, and that's how it's going to go. You know the meetup that Terry had with those other guys. I thought they were other shop owners, but they're like drug dealers as well. Is that right?
When was this?
You know when they all came into Terry's restaurant, and Terry was with his guy next to him, and there was about seven olders, like the Latino looking guys.
Yeah.
So the thing is, I thought they were all owned like the lot, like the shops where the lottery was gonna go through. But obviously, I think they were also drug dealers, and obviously he's primed them up to kind of also sell drugs.
I think those are the guys that supply Henry, right? So he's trying to like get them on to be to supply me and cut Henry out. Do you know what I mean? That's what he told. When he told his boy that like, we have to cut the head off. That's what he means. Do you know what I mean?
No, real talk. Yeah. You know what? Terry's doing his thing, but you know,
I like Terry.
Why?
He's more logical. I relate more to Terry than Meech. Meech is just too.
No, I think Meech is smart.
Why for liking man? That's what he was trying to say.
No, I didn't say that. Listen, just go back on mute, bro. Just tell him to go back on mute.
Sorry. My last interruption. I apologize. Sorry, I just realized why Ando. I'm a little. I don't mind him now. I understand. I just realized why Ando and them are acting like that.
Why?
So this was just before the 1996 Atlanta Olympic Games. So you know they normally do a cleanup before the Olympics and that's come to town. So that the major athletes and everyone else can't see that your city's got a drug problem. So that's what it was. It was around the 1996 Atlanta Games. So at least perceptive-wise, you can kind of see how long ago it was.
But, Trevor, how do you know this information?
Because I did my research.
Or you read the book?
anyway. So... What was your question again, Rich? Terry, yeah. You know, Terry's more, to me, he's more logical and he's more, like, be sensible. Meech is hot-headed for no reason sometimes.
It's like, he
is. He's hot-headed for some reason. Like, he has to prove his point. Terry's like, now's not the time. Don't retaliate yet. Let's sort this out first. And then we can make our move. And Meech's like, we got to show them that we are the guys.
Kel, look. Yeah. You roll with Terry, I roll with Meech. Good luck with your life, innit? That's all a man is saying, innit? I'm saying.
Cool.
Meech. Go on, Murph. Go on, Murph.
Well, to me, they both seem quite level-headed. They're just different. Like, I think where Meech is obviously the leader, it's like he has to kind of... He's got more to more of a reputation, isn't it? It's like people are gonna look to him. like people are gonna look more to him for like leadership, isn't it? So it's kind of like, all right, I'm still logical, because even like when Nietzsche's dealing with other people, like, I remember like last week's episode where that guy took his brother and he was just like, hothead all over, innit? But yeah, Nietzsche's exactly, like, no, look, exactly. think about things. Let's not go this way. That like, so Nietzsche is still. He's still strategic, but I think he's still got that pressure to lead, isn't it? So that's where Terry, because obviously, like, Marquise is all like, you don't need Meech. You don't need Meech. You can just do your own thing, innit? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's how I see.
Look, both of them are all in for the money, right? And I know Terry went through this whole born again, no one killed each other and all that kind of stuff. And Meech is not for that. Meech is, again, he's also there all about the money. He's also about bringing crews together so everyone to eat together. Do you get what I mean? So, look, I definitely got more of appreciation for Meech and what he does. Honestly,
without Meech, they wouldn't be where they are, because Meech, he's the go-getter, isn't it? He's the go-getter. But he needs a Terry by his side. You know, he needs that voice of reason by his side as well. That's what I'm trying to say. know.
Well, look, let's remember, Terry's the one that sent the Latino guy all the way to Atlanta. So I don't think that's a good brother.
See, I'm not too sure why he done that. I think, does he know?
No, he didn't know nothing. He just set his brother up. Yeah,
that was weird. I didn't get that.
I don't know if you were in Ghana then, but I was saying all this, and these guys, I think they were just trying to like say, well, you know, people do that. Not normal people, not brothers, not siblings.
Because, you know, because those guys, he was on the phone. What you got to remember is they came to the parents' yard. You get me? So, Terry, like, you're hotting up the whole situation because these guys are not going to leave till they find Meech. Like, or they're going to hot up, they're going to come to the yard again. Family's in trouble, blah, blah. So he just said, listen, Meech is in ATL. Go and chat to him. You get me? So I think he knew they were going to kill him because the way they're going around. If they don't want to kill Meech, they would have gone about their way differently. Do you know what I mean? In the sense of being up mans or shooting mans here and there. But it was, oh, we need to speak to Meech. Where is he? Do you know what I mean? So I don't think he set his brother up. I don't think he did. And if he did, because he told Meech, I told him where you were. And Meech was like, he was angry about it. Do you know what I mean? It was just like, all right, cool.
Boy.
Can we agree that we still need my girl to die?
Lala.
Lala's annoying. She's annoying. She's doing too much. I'm talking more about Henrietta. I'm talking about what's her name? Henry. She's got a goal, man.
Henry's got a goal.
And also the Haitian. I say Haitian. He may not be Haitian, so allow me.
Glock.
Huh? Yeah, Glock. Is it Glock?
Yeah.
He needs to go as well.
By the way, do it, Angel, switch sides so quickly. Like, how can you?
Now, Rudy is as well.
He called
Meech monkey, bro. I was crying, bro. Now, how rude that is. He just said monkey in his language, isn't it? Like,
obviously, bro, I haven't finished watching the episode.
Okay.
Not talk about that. Reveal that. I don't mean by that. You see the brother, who was the brother that came in and sliced off my man when they were always going, oh, yeah, we like Meech? They came in and sliced up the man's face or his stomach. I don't know. Like, I had to press
forward. What's his name? Remy.
But why was he switching that?
I think it's when you remember when they were having that shootout?
Yeah.
And like that boy died, that little boy died.
Yeah.
So he's like, I think he's just been on smoke since then, isn't it?
Okay.
But if you remember, the guy who Remy killed was saying to Remy from before, look, let's just do a thing with Meech, right? And he said, no, F Meech. Even though Meech walked all the way down there to kind of like say, like, let's squash beef, whatever's going on, let's end it and let's work together. But he's too old school. That's what it was. And the guy he killed, which is one of his boys, was like, no. What Meech is saying makes sense. Everybody eats together. Do you get what I mean?
Exactly. But this Remy guy is hot-headed for no reason.
Yeah.
What a way to go, you know? Just stab me in it. You just stab me in my neck. Why cut my tongue out first?
Cut his tongue out, you know. Deep.
Imagine someone did that and left you alive. I know.
But Henry's deep, man. Was it the last episode where she torched that guy?
That was two episodes before.
See,
and then last episode
was
one where she was licking the blade.
Yeah. That was sick, man.
This week she was thanking the uncle for bailing, like, for giving her bail money.
Yeah, that's it.
But you know what? You know when your uncle comes to your rescue, it's like you know when it's meant to be your dad, and you know how deep, you know, because she's the one to kill. She will kill her dad. She would be the one to kill her dad, 100%. You can see that coming from a mile away, from the first time they interacted.
She's too ungrateful, boy.
No, but so what's the police officer's name? The East Asian police officer.
Jen.
Jen. So do you? Because obviously she's undercover, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel that she has some form of feelings for Henry,
Henry? I don't think she does, but I think she can relate to her because of their kind of like
upbringing.
Yeah.
Has Henry turned her out yet?
No. But they're fully getting, they're getting active. But Henry's not. But I mean, Jane, she's not a lesbian.
Yeah, exactly. But she's going to get turned out, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but Jane, why didn't she leave? Because she saw a picture, and then she thought, oh, and then she just left. What happened?
The thing is, that picture she saw, I don't know. It's either two. I think the picture, her cousin, might have been her cousin is the one that got killed. You know, her partner.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it is in that picture. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's in that picture. Because okay. if you remember, her partner was saying, "My dad's into some form of politics, or my uncle's in politics before."
Yeah.
But in that picture, I think it was her in that picture. But I need to rewind it and go back and look at it. But I'm pretty sure that was her in the picture.
If it is, then that makes sense. If it is, then
That's why she's
partner, partner is Henry's cousin.
Or something, because there was a picture, and as soon as was her name Jane?
Jin
looked at the picture, it startled her straight away. Oh, I've got to go. So that picture, it seems to me that the police officer could be related to some them lot somehow.
Okay, so that's episode 8. So we've got 2 more episodes of that. Almost would be just to let you know for the things that are coming out this week is the Shogun finale. I don't watch the program, but it's the finale. The other thing I was going to tell you about is The Scare starts this Thursday on Prime Video.
Yeah.
And Knuckles should be starting Saturday on Paramount Plus. So Knuckles has got his own spin-off series.
Yeah.
Are you guys looking forward to this Knuckles?
Not really. I heard it's supposed to be good, but
I like Sonic and stuff.
No, I like Sonic as well, but I'm just thinking, was Knuckles necessary?
I don't mind Sonic, Knuckles, Tails. I don't mind.
To be fair, I'm looking forward to Sonic 3 with Shadow because Keanu Reeves is doing his voice, isn't it? And I don't really know what Shadow is, but he's basically to be the old they describe as the ultimate weapon, isn't it? So he might just bring on some sort of Broly business here, isn't it, Rich?
Come on. I have to Google Sonic. I have to type in Shadow because I don't know who Shadow is.
Ain't Shadow the Metal Sonic?
The black one. He's the
black one. Okay. See, this is when I left Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I think I left before Shadow came. I know he's there, but I don't know anything about him either. That it's just the ultimate weapon.
See, the thing is, I was Sonic the Hedgehog, and when it changed to Sonic, I fully left.
Yeah. I didn't even play Sonic and Knuckles. Actually, I didn't.
Yeah, I think I played Sonic and Tails.
I was just going to ask, wasn't there Tails as well? Yeah.
That was Sonic 2. Sonic 2 introduced Tails.
Yeah.
And he was just there for the assist.
Yes. He just ran around with you, as behind you, innit?
Yeah. But it was amazing. You could play with him like on single player as well. It's like, oh my gosh, someone apart from Sonic.
Yeah, you could push the button and then you could swap players, innit?
No. That tech wasn't.
No, man, I swear. Or was it? No, but they say you could jump and open the boxes.
Yeah, you could do that. That's if you had two players. So it was two player.
Yeah.
But you couldn't switch them. Like, yeah.
My thing is, the man's talking about King of Fighters, you know.
Was it only King of Fighters? That wasn't just King of Fighters. There was like a couple
games. SNK, bro. SNK.
What's a good game? All right, what else have you been up to? What else have you been getting? What else have you been watching?
Let me just get mine out of the way. I watched Parasite the Grey on Netflix.
I've seen it. I've seen it. I loved it.
That's sick, isn't it, bro? Did you watch the anime version as well? The anime?
Nah, I didn't watch the anime version. Serious.
So basically, this is like a sequel series to the anime series. So it's sick, bro. Yeah.
Okay.
So when you saw the guy at the end, you're thinking, who's this guy? But
yeah, who is he? Yeah.
He was in the first season, isn't it?
Okay.
But that was sick, man. Like,
is he a parasite?
Yeah. And that's why they focus on his hand, because he's parasites in his hand. Yeah. Yeah. So when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh. And it's heavy, because it's like, obviously the first season was animated, and this one's like live action. So it's like, it's quite interesting how they've done it like that. What else have I watched? Sandlands as well.
Is that on Netflix, the animation?
It's not anymore. Because I checked for it. I don't think it was on Netflix before. I don't know. I don't know if it's on Disney Plus, you know. No. It should have been on Netflix, I think.
Okay, yeah. I'll look for it.
I watched Sandland. That's like one of Akira Toriyama. You know, the guy that created Dragon Ball? One of his series on Disney Plus. Like, it's still ongoing, so that's all right.
What's that called again?
Sandland.
Okay.
Yeah. Been watching, obviously, Shogun. Been watching A Gentleman in Moscow with Ewan McGregor. And, Ewan McGregor. And what else have we been watching? Obviously, what's that thing called? Baby Reindeer. I don't want to go into it, because it's going to be spoilers, but yeah. I ain't finished. Are you finished, Rich?
No. Let's do something next week when we finish it.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, what episode you on?
I've just finished episode 5, so I've got 2 more left.
But don't you think it's a proper switch up, isn't it? It's deep, isn't it?
It's deep. It's deep. That's what I said. You
guys are giving me an incentive, because I watched episode 1 and I stopped halfway through. I was like, this is some BS.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
What's it about?
If you can't stomach episode 1, then you're not going to watch it. But if you're like, this is mad, I want to watch the rest of it, then you're going to be like, oh, whoa, each episode, isn't it?
Yeah. So Marlon, so just a quick
thing. Yeah, go on.
So basically, there's a comedian. He moved to London. And he works in a local pub, and one day a woman comes into the pub and she doesn't want a drink, whatever it is, and he goes, I'll buy you a drink. But this woman's got a personality disorder where she'll talk to you throughout the whole day. She tells you pure lies and basically becomes his stalker, like day and night. Listen, this kind of stalking I have never seen before in my life, bro. And the thing is, it's a true story. It's a true story. So the character that plays, what's his name, Merv?
Donnie.
The character that plays Donnie is the actual guy whose story it is. So it's Richard Gadd.
Wait, it's him.
It's him. Yeah, he's the actual.
No way.
Yeah.
That's probably brave, you know. That's probably brave, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. He's exposed his life, man. It's proper
It was based on his one-man show that he did in Edinburgh, the Fringe Festival. And that's where they got the basis of. So he, obviously it happened to him. He spoke about it at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And then from that, that's where they created the series.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's actually in the series as himself.
Yeah. No, not as himself, no. But he plays a different character, but as himself, though. Yeah. Do you get what I mean? He plays himself.
He's a fictionalized version of himself.
That's it.
So it's going to be dramatized. It's not an actual.
It's a drama. It's a drama. It's an adaptation.
Yeah. It's like the Testament thing Richard told us about. Literally tells you at the beginning, like, it's dramatized, obviously, for it to be effective, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I thought we was going to be discussing that this week. That's why I'm on.
No, we was doing that separately, if you remember.
I don't know, because last week you lot were saying, when shall we watch it? And I was like, yeah, next week would be good. Everyone agreed next week. I just assumed that was next week as in tonight. So I proper rushed through Book of Clarence yesterday. And then I watched the Moses stuff today.
Yeah, no, we're going to do that as a separate one. That was what we was talking about at the beginning.
We'll bust that afterwards. But yeah, going back to Baby Reindeer, like Merv said, if you can get past episode one and you get deeper into it, it gets really.
I think that's what you should put there, man, because it's one of those ones where like I didn't know anything going into it. So each episode I've been watching, I'm like, whoa, do you know what I mean? And I think because it's only quick as well, it's only like 30 minutes per episode, roughly. So you can get through it quite quickly if you want to watch it.
Yeah, we'll bust it next week anyway.
Loud of bussing. So childish.
Sorry, did anyone watch Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scargiver?
We haven't watched Rebel Moon Part 1, bro.
I haven't.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah,
that was the thing is, I didn't watch it because Kel told me it was shit.
I didn't say it was shit. Yeah.
Nah, Kel, you was properly cussing it, so I didn't even bother press play.
I must say, man, I don't really want to rat on people's work, but this was not good, man.
This one I'm not going to watch it because that means part one and part two.
If you don't watch it, you're not missing anything at all. And I just think it's like, well, this was compared to Star Wars, man. It's like
on Twitter they were comparing it to Dune.
Even worse, bro. Like, they shouldn't compare it to none of them.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? They've earned like none of them.
Like, there was a poll that said Dune or Rebel Moon.
Or Star Wars. No, none of them, man. I don't think they haven't earned the right yet to say that yet. Or ever.
I know I'm late on this, but Fallout is massive. I love Fallout.
Fallout is big.
Yeah, you're late.
You know what, Merv? It's like a silo on steroids, isn't it?
Proper is, man.
The thing is, if you like these programs like Fallout and what was the other one based off the game?
Last of Us.
I'm gonna go into the gaming thing because we're fully geeked. I think you'd enjoy the game, Kel. Fallout 76. I think that was the last one.
Okay. So you've played it, Marlon?
I've got it. I thought it was shit.
I
got it because my cousins were online playing it, loving it, and then I bought it, wasted my money, bruv. It's not my kind of game. Oh my days, like £60. Like, I played it maybe once with them. I was like, this is the game you like raving? Nah. But try it.
I just want to have a quick shout out. Yesterday, I went to the theatre to watch a show, a Broadway theatre, a show called Donuts and Ice Cream. And it starred Dwayne was in it. And also, do you know the girl from Champion, Kel?
Oh, yeah.
She was also starring in it.
Okay.
She's mad funny, like in real life. She's mad funny. And also, my man was there as well. I'm shit with names, and they all introduced themselves to me yesterday, you know. The guy who did Champion, the main guy.
Malcolm.
They were there yesterday. So I was rapping with them, whatever. I was like, when's series two coming out? He said, hopefully it gets picked up, what have you.
Hasn't it been picked up yet? What, Champion?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
So I was like, hopefully it gets picked up and that, blah, blah. And he was talking or whatever, but it was just like, it was a good show, but it was just like, I had to give them their flowers yesterday, you get me? I said, for whatever reason, on Netflix, it just sat differently than BBC.
Yeah, it did.
And he goes to me, he said, I even thought that myself. I was like, when I watched it, I was like, rah, have they done something to the gradient or something? I said, I don't know, bruv. It looked glossy. You get me? It looked glossy. It looked glossy on Netflix, bruv. It looked glossy on Netflix. But yeah, no, that was good. It was definitely a good show. Hopefully the show gets picked up and they do more
series.
No, yeah, but it was a very good, very, very good show that I watched just in the theater. Took myself to Catford. Yeah, no, it was good, man. It was definitely good. But yeah, all right. Well, Kel, you said you did 1 hour 40, so we did less for you today. Guys, rate. No, you know what it is? I'm not even going to tell you to rate, comment, subscribe. Can you press the like button first? Before you rate, comment, subscribe, can you press the like button? Like, if you watch this, just press the like button, bro. Don't,
exactly, like, man. Comment, like,
do something.
Yeah, like, man. Like,
come on. Straight, don't, man. Don't be selfish, guys. Don't be selfish.
Come on, it'll cost you a penny.
What if they don't like you?
That's episode 234, Fully Geek Pod. Peace.
Peace.